This is WGCU News. Southwest Florida's sweltering summer heat is upon us, and while we wait for reprieve from milder fall and winter weather, that's got News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams thinking about the nature of the winter holiday season and how out of place it can seem here in the subtropics. In today's essay, she proposes that a summer celebration is what we need now. The only question is, what should we call it?
Recently, the News Press staffers were asked to share some of our best warm weather recipes with our readers. As I hunted up the written instructions for my favorite gazpacho, I've been making it so long I do it purely by feel now, I was reminded of something I've long thought. We Floridians deserve our own summer holiday, kind of a reverse of the Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year season. I proposed the idea some years back, but somehow it hasn't taken off yet. Go figure. But if at first you don't succeed, well, let me try again. Here's why. Up north, of course, the winter holiday season makes perfect physical and emotional sense. As the earth becomes cold and sere, a series of comfortingly familiar celebrations brighten the short, dim days. Folks bustle around cleaning and decorating before the gathering, gift-giving, and feasting as they toast friends and family in a glow of good spirits that help keep them warm until spring makes the world bloom again. There's no need for that here. Our subtropical winter whirls in on floral, fruit-scented, deliciously cool breezes. December and January are when bougainvillea are at their brilliant peak, when juice oranges hang heavy among emerald leaves and gardens produce bountifully. So winter cheering up is entirely beside the point down here when it's all we can do to concentrate on the workaday world, tempted as we are to laze in palm-strung hammocks or fling ourselves into the glittering gulf. No, the time of year when we could really use a holiday is right now, the sweltering summer doldrums, when humid days ooze into stifling nights, when mosquitoes swarm, eyeglasses fog, and mildew creeps up closet walls. What we need is a celebration to cool and refresh us, to tease and tempt us, to remind us to enjoy the subtropics' delights and each other. We can deck the lanais with passion flowers and palm fronds, light citronella candles, exchange amusing little gifts, anything goes, long as it's somehow cool. And on our tables, instead of hot buttered rum, latkes, or Christmas cookies, we'd have pitchers of sangria, mango-flecked gazpacho, and citrus crostini. Still open for discussion is just what we would call such a holiday. The Romans celebrated Vertumnalia around this time of year to honor Vertumnus, god of gardens and fruit trees. That might work, I guess, except the word Vertumnalia is a bit gluey on the tongue. So why not mix up a pitcher of sangria and give it some thought?